Hi, Anusha. This is Michael, and I'm listening to your integrated speaking test number 6. So I'm going to download it, listen to it the first time without making any comments at all the second time.
Is used by many countries, which is produced, which is used that as a weapons, produce, create weapons as well as energy resources. IN, an organization which is always monitor that stopping that unnecessary use of weapons, and also that sometimes it can't detect, it can't control that global way to use the nuclear material. So in the similar way, the lecturer is also spoke about that incident that occurred occurred in the Ukraine, which is done by that Soviet Union during that 1954 to 1990. Because of that, this incident, 28 people have been killed and 30 of them, rest of them are exposed to the radiation. Still, WHO organization is detecting that the radiation levels, how far it can be affected in the Scotland, and also other reasons.
Okay, let's take a look at your score now. I think I have a pretty good idea here. Let me click on the rubrics. Okay, my first impression is about 2.5, 19 points out of 30 on this. And this TOEFL practice test is a little bit more detailed, more difficult than what you would actually hear on the TOEFL exam, so you would probably score a little higher on the TOEFL. But based on your response and based on the reading and the listening passage, I'm going to put you at fair in your speaking at 19 points. Now, why is that? Let's listen to it one more time.
According to the reading passage, the nuclear technology is used by many countries, which is used as a weapon.
Okay, so the first problem is you're not stating the main point. You're starting more with the detail, but you could say the reading passage discusses the dangers of nuclear energy. And the speaker in the lecture gives an example to illustrate those dangers. So that's your first step. The first step is to make sure that you state the main point of a reading and listening passage before you get to the specific information. So you need to frame your response in a way that gives you structure so you can organize everything. So that's my first big suggestion. That's a topic development suggestion.
Weapons as well as energy resources. IN, an organization which is always monitor that stopping that unnecessary use.
Now, a delivery problem, you need to have distinct pauses as you move through your response. Usually you pause and the dependent clause after a complete sentence. You want to have a short pause. Then you move on to another idea. Then within that sentence, you need to work, it's called, there's two things here that you got major problems with delivery. One is sentence rhythm. The other is intonation. So sentence rhythm means it's a combination of stress and unstressed words in the language where certain words like nouns, adjectives, adverbs, and verbs, these words receive more stress. On the other hand, words like auxiliary verbs, determiners, and prepositions, these receive less stress. So that combination of stress and unstress gives you a little bit better rhythm of the language. And then the tone is you want to vary your intonation more than you are right now.
Weapons, and also that sometimes it can't detect, it can't control that global way to use the nuclear material. So in the similar way, the lecturer is also spoke about that incident that occurred.
What I would say when you move on to the lecture is say the lecture adds to the information in the reading by giving a specific example to illustrate the dangers of nuclear energy. So you need to frame that with a more general, with a topic statement there. That's going to help create a better organization to your ideas.
Located occurred in the Ukraine, which is done by that Soviet Union during that 1954 to 1990. Because of that this incident, 28 people have.
Now here's a problem: that 1954 thing to 1986, and you had some inaccuracies there. But what I was saying in the lecture was, is the actual damage, the cost of the damage of the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown was more money than the Soviet Union had generated in profits from their nuclear energy from the beginning in the 1950s all the way up until the time of the accident, which is 1986. That's what I was saying in the lecture there, but you didn't quite get that idea.
Been killed, and 30 of them, rest of them are exposed to the radiation. Still, WHO organization is detecting that the radiation levels, how far it can be affected in the Scotland, 20, and also other reason. According to...
Okay, so what do you do at this point? Because delivery problems are pretty serious on your point. You really got to work on that. And remember that I have actual TOEFL Skype tutoring private lessons. If you want to meet with me one-on-one using Skype, I can give you more individual help if you need it. If not, you want to spend a lot of time in the pronunciation area of my course. It's going to be very, very helpful for you. So in the pronunciation section, Anusha, like I said, take a look at the lessons on sentence rhythm. Take a look at the lessons on intonation, and also the lessons on thought groups and blending. In addition, you need to get more comfortable pronouncing the vowel and the consonant sounds of American English. As you become more comfortable in that area, that's also going to help you improve your TOEFL score, and particularly your intelligibility. All right? So think about that, and those are my suggestions right now, and I think your score is pretty accurate. 2.5 out of 4, about 19 points out of 30 on this.